coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
We're in New York City at AdTech 2008. I'm sitting with Rajiv Goel. He's the president and co-founder of PubMatic. Rajiv, welcome to Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks, Jim. I know I'm keeping you between you and your beer, but I appreciate you taking the time.
Jeez, Rajiv, I'm doing the same thing to you. I mean, you're sitting here doing the interview with me, and I know you want to go grab a beer too. Eh? It's like this is the last thing of a very long day. I mean, but you know what? This is AdTech. AdTech is a special conference. It's huge and boisterous. It's got to be 20,000 people out there. How's the show been going for you?
The show's been great. You know, I come here every year, and crowd size seems to be the same. Just as many companies exhibiting. I think the energy is just as high as ever. So I think, you know, a lot of the news that we've been hearing on the economy front, online advertising seems to be doing well.
Well, you know, I find a lot of people are at the show asking questions about online advertising and the economy. And you might be the guy who has some answers for them. You're sponsoring a conference, November 14th, at the Golden Gate Club in San Francisco, Ad Revenue 08, and as I understand it, it's about creating value in unsold inventory.
That's right. So as you probably know, over 70% of ad inventory goes unsold. So it's a huge $5 to $7 billion problem inside of the industry, and we felt that there's a huge need for a conversation around, if I'm a publisher, how do I create value out of that unsold ad inventory? How do I get more value? If I'm a network, how do I work with my publishers to better understand that inventory and to better sell it to advertisers or to ad agencies? So we're having this conference November 14th at the Golden Gate Club. You can check it out at adrevenue08.com. We'll have the heads of most of the major ad networks, CMO of Quantcast, CRO of Federated Media, so a lot of key players in the industry. And we're going to focus the entire day on just talking about how do you make more money from unsold ad inventory.
Well, you're speaking here at AdTech New York 2008. Your session is so many networks, so little time, analyzing the digital network landscape. Now, thinking about the Ad Revenue 08 conference on November 14th at the Golden Gate Club in San Francisco, and the topic of your talk here at AdTech, who do you invite? Who do you want to come to your conference to answer these questions from the in growing digital advertising landscape?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of key audiences. So first and foremost is the publishing audience, right? So we're talking about large publishers, medium publishers, small publishers, folks that have big amounts of unsold ad inventory, and they're trying to make money from that. So that's obviously one key piece of the audience. The second is the ad networks themselves, right? So these are the folks that are taking that inventory and going and selling that to agencies and to advertisers. And then third, I think, is the ecosystem around that. So I'm talking about data exchange providers, right? So folks who are enriching user level or page level data, agencies themselves, so the folks who are actually representing the buyers, and even we're going to have some advertisers there, right? So folks who are the actual end client in terms of spending those ad dollars. So I think getting all of those people in the room will add a lot to the conversation.
Now, a few moments ago, you mentioned that about 70% of ad space for large and small publishers remains unsold. Why is that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a variety of different factors there, but, you know, one is publishers have a sales force, and they're going out and they're representing that inventory to the ad agencies and to the advertisers. And that inventory is volatile just in terms of its volume, right? So it's growing quickly in some cases. Other months it may be flat. And so publishers themselves, in terms of scaling up their ad sales forces, are sometimes cautious. And so that leads to one aspect of inventory being unsold. And then second, you know, agencies will only buy certain types of inventory, right? So they're buying that inventory directly from a publisher, whereas a network can represent a different type of inventory. Sometimes it's considered not as premium, or it may not be a custom packaged set of inventory, but it's oftentimes a different type of inventory that can then be bought.
So what's left hanging? What kind of where would you find this space that's being, I guess, filled in by aggregates?
Yeah, so I mean, you'll find it at the exact same place where the direct sold inventory is. So it'll be above the fold. It'll be that 728 by 90 or the 300 by 250. It'll be below the page. So it's right there on the website. And from a quality perspective, that inventory is very good quality inventory, but for a variety of reasons, is not being sold directly by the sales force. And these intermediaries, the networks, have come in with their large sales force and their reach across advertisers to come and sell that directly.
Rajiv, I want to shift gears a little bit here. We've talked about Ad Revenue 08, the conference you're throwing on November 14th at the Golden Gate Club in San Francisco. I want to talk about PubMatic a little bit. You know what? I won't do that when you're taking it some beer again. I want to talk about PubMatic a bit. Tell me a little bit about what does your company do?
Yeah. So what PubMatic does is it provides real-time ad optimization to web publishers to significantly increase the money that they make while at the same time simplifying ad network management. So what that means is we look at a publisher's ad inventory in real time. We look at every impression, and we look at over 50 different parameters about that impression. So we look at the context of the page, the geography of the user, how many times an ad network has seen that user today, historical eCPM rates from the ad network. We look at all of these things, and in less than 4 milliseconds, we can make a decision about which ad network can best monetize that inventory, and we route it accordingly.
So if you have one network over here is doing so-so, but this one over here is just rocking and rolling, you can stop a campaign, turn it on a dime, reassign the spend over to this really well-performing network, and obviously make your clients a little bit more money that way.
That's exactly right. So, pricing is constantly changing. So different networks are providing different levels of pricing for a publisher. Different networks also have different ways of selling that ad inventory. So it could be contextually targeted. What's the page about? It could be behaviorally targeted. What do we know about this user? It could be geographically targeted. Where is that user coming from? So depending on how that ad selection process is executed, you come up with a different price point, a different type of ad. And publishers have a very difficult time sorting through all of these different combinations. Of course, walking around ad tech, you see there's well over 300 ad networks out there. And so publishers also have a hard time figuring out which set of ad networks should I work with. And so PubMatic provides that level of technology services as well as optimization account management services to help the publisher find the best possible revenue source for that inventory.
Now, given the number of clients and the number of ads you must have going through your system, how much one-on-one are you able to give? How much direct communication are you able to have with your clients?
Yeah, so we really have a two-pronged approach to that. So we serve the needs of both large publishers as well as small publishers. So all of our large publishers have a dedicated account manager. We have a great team of people from all of the major ad networks, AdBright, former Yahoo, Blue Lithium, Advertising.com, Google AdSense. So these are people who know the network business very well and have great relationships in the industry. And they serve day-to-day the needs of our large publishers. And for smaller publishers, we have a self-service interface. So these self-service publishers can come in, they can set up their PubMatic account, create ad tags, and they can go and use all of that on their own directly through the browser. So we really think it's important to fit both needs of the market and serve both ends of the market.
Now, first of all, sticking with PubMatic, who engages with you? Who are your typical clients?
So our typical clients are publishers as well as ad networks. So from a publisher perspective, I'm talking about publishers such as Technorati, Inc.com, Fast Company, BabyCenter, NASDAQ, eBay India. So these are examples of some of the larger publishers that we work with. And then from an ad network perspective, it's all of the major ad networks. So 7 out of the top 8 in Comscore are integrated into PubMatic, and we work with them. And so these are our two core constituents.
How do they engage with you? How do they get involved with you? Do they speak with you directly? Do they speak with an account rep? Is there a URL, an email, a phone number?
Yeah. So from a publisher perspective, publishers can just drop an email to publishers@pubmatic.com, and we'll get back to them within a matter of hours. Or they can come directly to the website and they can sign up. There's a self-service registration process, and then we look at everybody as they sign up, and then we contact them proactively as needed. And then from an ad network perspective, they can definitely contact me directly, rajiv.goel@pubmatic.com, and happy to onboard new ad networks. The key things that we provide to ad networks are new publisher relationships. So we help them find new publishers that they may not be working with already, but that are a good fit for that ad network. And we also help them better manage their existing publisher base. So we eliminate unhappy publishers because we're able to shift inventory from a publisher based on the pricing that we see.
So that's PubMatic, PubMatic.com, and your email would be rajeev.goel@pubmatic.com. Last question for you. You have your conference. I've mentioned it a number of times. I know it's important. We got to get people in these seats. I mean, you gotta sell attendees. So just to be real clear about this, Ad Revenue 08, November 14th, Golden Gate Club, San Francisco. How do they register?
So go to adrevenue08.com. So adrevenue08.com. You can see the lineup of speakers. We've got four great panels, when to focus on direct sold inventory versus ad networks, how to enrich your data so that ad networks can make better pricing available to you, the difference between ad networks and exchanges, and how ad agencies are changing their strategies to work with networks and exchanges. So you know, that's some of the content on the website. You'll see the full lineup of speakers, and you can go there and register. But it's close to sold out, so I definitely recommend, Jim, if you're going to make it, you should come and get your ticket.
Oh, I get a press pass, don't I?
Of course.
Okay, it's Rajeev Goel, president co-founder of PubMatic. It's been a pleasure meeting you in person. It's been a total pleasure speaking with you on the radio. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.